Unit 3. Tour Pals.
驴友时代
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it.After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:50 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the two persons talking about?
You will read
A. New York City B. An evening party C. An air trip D. The man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York.Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. What would you do if you won 1 million in lottery?
Me? Of course, traveling around the world and eating wonderful things in pretty houses.
Question.Which of the following is not mentioned? Two. If I were you, I would take a plane instead of a train. It will take you 4 hours to get there by train.
Flying makes me so nervous.
Question. What does the man prefer to do?
3. I went to Hainan this summer, but it's very hot there. I shouldn't have gone there.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope your next trip will be more pleasing.
Question. What does the man think of his trip in Hainan?
4. I'd like to have some information about the trip to Kunming.
Sure.Do you plan to go there by plane or train?
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place? Five. How was your trip to Italy? Do you have as good a time as you did last year?
Well, I had a good time all right, but it was colder there.
Question. What does the man mean?Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.Given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Good afternoon. Where are you flying to today?
Los Angeles.
May I have your passport, please?
Here you are.
Are you checking any bags?
Just this one.
Okay. Please place your bag on the scale.
I have a stopover in Chicago.Do I need to pick up my luggage there?
No, it'll go straight through to Los Angeles. Here are your boarding passes. Your flight leaves from gate 15A, and it'll begin boarding at 3:20. Your seat number is 26E.
Thanks.
Question 6. What is the man's final destination?
Question 7. What is the man's seat number?
Good afternoon. Where are you flying to today?
Los Angeles.
May I have your passport, please?
Here you are.
Are you checking any bags?
Just this one.
Okay. Please place your bag on the scale.
I have a stopover in Chicago. Do I need to pick up my luggage there?
No, it'll go straight through to Los Angeles. Here are your boarding passes. Your flight leaves from gate 15A, and it'll begin boarding at 3:20. Your seat number is 26E.
Thanks.
Question 6. What is the man's final destination?
Question 7. What is the man's seat number?
Conversation 2.
Anne, have you decided where you are going on vacation this year?
Well, Bill wants us to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks, but I'm not so excited about that idea.
Why not? It sounds very relaxing.
It is, but I want to go to some place where there are sports and cultural activities, like Braille. How about you, Mike?
We're thinking of spending 1 week at home, just catching on some work in the house and garden.
That's not a vacation.
I know, but we have to do that first. The remaining week, we're thinking of visiting London.
That sounds great. Would it be your first trip there?
No, we went there on our honeymoon.
So nice. Be sure to drop us a card from England.
Question 8. Where does Bill want to go on vacation?
Question 9. How long can the two speakers spend their vacation?
Question 10. Where did the man spend his honeymoon? Anne, have you decided where you are going on vacation this year?
Well, Bill wants us to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks, but I'm not so excited about that idea.
Why not? It sounds very relaxing.
It is, but I want to go to some place where there are sports and cultural activities, like Braille. How about you, Mike?
We're thinking of spending 1 week at home, just catching on some work in the house and garden.
That's not a vacation.
I know, but we have to do that first. The remaining week, we're thinking of visiting London.
That sounds great. Would it be your first trip there?
No, we went there on our honeymoon.
So nice. Be sure to drop us a card from England.
Question 8. Where does Bill want to go on vacation?
Question 9. How long can the two speakers spend their vacation?
Question 10. Where did the man spend his honeymoon? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
First reading.
John Wilson is the general manager of a big company. He is always very busy and travels a lot. He will be away for business all next week. He will visit several cities on his trip, have meetings with some managers from other companies, see a lot of salespeople, and listen to their reports. Mary is his secretary, and she won't go with him. She will stay in the office, answering John's letters and telephones, keeping contact with other companies and calling John to let him know about anything important. She will also be in charge of all the employees in the office. She wants to do a good job because she hopes to be promoted.
Question 11. What is John Wilson?
Question 12. What will John Wilson do next week?
Question 13. Who are going to report to him on his trip?
Question 14. Who will be in charge of the office while he is away?
Question 15. Why does Mary want to do a good job? Second reading.
John Wilson is the general manager of a big company. He is always very busy and travels a lot. He will be away for business all next week. He will visit several cities on his trip, have meetings with some managers from other companies, see a lot of salespeople and listen to their reports. Mary is his secretary and she won't go with him. She will stay in the office, answering John's letters and telephones, keeping contact with other companies and calling John to let him know about anything important. She will also be in charge of all the employees in the office. She wants to do a good job because she hopes to be promoted.
Question 11. What is John Wilson?
Question 12. What will John Wilson do next week?
Question 13. Who are going to report to him on his trip?
Question 14. Who will be in charge of the office while he is away?
Question 15. Why does Mary want to do a good job?